Now, News Talk Radio CJAD 800 presents the CEO Series, insights from top business leaders. Your host is Carl Moore.
Welcome to the CEO Series. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University. The CEO Series takes you inside our capstone MBA class at McGill. Each week, we sit down with some of Canada's, indeed the world's top business leaders, to discuss strategy, leadership, and today's pressing issues. And indeed, some of the world's top leaders have spent time with us, such as Justin Trudeau, Mohamed Yunus, Nobel Peace Prize winner, and Alain Bellemare, CEO of Bombardier. This show gives you a thin, well, perhaps not so thin slice of the kind of thoughtful leaders our McGill MBAs are exposed to. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Heather Chalmers, CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare. She leads 6,500 GE employees here in Canada as they work to serve customer needs in aviation, power, and renewable energy sources. Heather, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about yourself. Where did you grow up and what did your family do for a living?
I grew up just outside Toronto in a place called Pickering. I have a sister and I'd say humble beginnings. My father owned his own business and just recently at the ripe age of 75 finally decided to retire. And my mother worked for Eaton's. She's from Winnipeg originally, okay. And she works for Eaton's. And my dad actually was originally from Montreal. And they still live about a half an hour from where I live, so very connected and tight family unit.
So your dad retiring at 75, do you see that as an inspiring example for you? Like, do you think you'll keep going beyond 60 or whatever?
You know, as long as, I think as long as I'm enjoying myself and more importantly, feel like I'm adding value, then there's no reason for me to move or to change roles.
It's so much work at that level where you are. To do it for 20 years would be really tough.
It comes back to, do you have the energy level? I would worry that, am I bringing fresh thinking and a different way to drive the performance of the business? I would worry about getting stale by staying in the same role that long. Yeah. So that's certainly one of the things that would cross my mind.
How did your family influence you? I guess your dad was more of an entrepreneur or small business anyway, but you've gone the big corporate route. Did you ever thought you might want to be an entrepreneur like your dad?
Actually, the answer is no. No, I knew very early on. I liked the structure of big business. But I will say, you know, some of the key things that I've taken from my family and continue to take is humility, a really strong work ethic, and then integrity. And that, at the end of the day, all you've got left is your brand, your personal brand, and your personal integrity. And that's something I take with me and I think about almost every single day when I'm making decisions.
We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. So what is the Heather brand? Within GE, what do you stand for? What is Heather known for in your better moments?
I would say certainly an authentic leader, and I know that term's overused, but I like it, and I think it applies here.
What does it mean to be an authentic leader?
For me, what it means is just being really true to myself, okay. Being true to what I'm thinking, sharing what I'm thinking, not trying to be somebody else's persona. Creating an environment where people feel trusted, where they feel they can be very transparent and candid in their thoughts and in their concerns. I'm also very big on diversity, and not just diversity in terms of gender equality, but diversity of thought. And you see that reflected in the teams that I build around me. So I think authentic, I think she builds a culture of trust and transparency. I'm also big on learning. I want an environment where people are constantly challenging me, challenging themselves, challenging the business by learning and exposing themselves to different things so that we're constantly getting better.
Going back to school, you studied engineering at Queen's. What about engineering appealed to you and still appeals to you?
I loved math and science. And engineering was a way for me to practice and learn more of what I inherently just loved. I'll be honest and say when I went to Queen's for chemical engineering, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I just knew that those were the things that I loved to do. What I've taken from engineering is the ability, and I use it every single day, is the problem solving. The ability to take big, complex problems and break them down into bite-sized, manageable pieces that I can then deal with. And, you know, obviously that's hugely advantageous with my role.
There was very few women at Queen's in chemical engineering, I bet, back in the day.
29%.
Oh, so it's more than I thought. It's better for women today. Did you run into discrimination in early in your career as a woman, do you think?
I wouldn't say it was overt discrimination. I think there's subtleties. Subtleties in terms of language that's used, whether you're really included or not. But I would say, though, that I think GE has always been very conscious and aware of that and have done their best to constantly be vigilant and overcome it. But it takes time. Sure. So think about engineering. If you're a company that is based on technology that requires a tremendous amount of engineering resource in a company and you're only drawing on a pool of talent that's 1 in 4, if you're equally represented, you've still only got 1 in 4.
Sure.
So lots of work to do. But I honestly can't say that there's been anything that I could point my finger at that says, hey, I didn't get this opportunity because.
We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. You're a leader today, without question. When did you first see yourself or think I might be a leader? Like, was it elementary, high school, Queens? When did you say, maybe I'm a leader?
So funny story. About 3 years ago, my mother was cleaning up her crawl space and happened to come across a box that had some of my memorabilia for when I was a young child, including my kindergarten report card. And the teacher's comments in the kindergarten report card were, Heather works well in groups, but she works better if she feels like she's in charge. So you could trace the roots back to kindergarten. But, you know, I would honestly say it was when I had my first real, I would say, leadership role when I was in plastics in our automotive business and had the opportunity to lead a sales team. And just, I got such energy out of it. Energy out of working with the team. How were we individually and collectively, how were we going to get better? And that's when I, you know, you just have those moments when you say, okay, this is, it's not necessarily what I'm good at, but it's what I get that energy at. And if I'm getting energy out of it, you know, ultimately you're happier and hopefully you're going to perform better.
You enjoy, and this may sound negative, but you like enjoy being the leader. I mean, you're on a team and you're still on a team, but You like leading, like it's some, but it's the positive. It's the inspiring people, lifting up, encouraging them, helping plan. It's the positive side of leadership, as opposed to the control.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm a big believer in servant leadership, and I believe my role is to create an environment that the team can ultimately be exceptional. And finding different ways, whether it's removing roadblocks, helping with development, creating environments where people can be very candid in their comments and feedback so that we're always getting better every single day.
You manage healthcare for Canada, report into the U.S., I imagine. What does the CEO of GE Canada do? What is their job? Is it more representing GE to the government as opposed to running the units themselves?
I sort of define the role in three ways. One is, how can I, at a country level, enable growth for our businesses selling into the market as well as expanding, say, their supply chain base in Canada in ways that they otherwise might not be able to do on their own?
Okay.
The second is around stewardship, and the third is around compliance. And so I have to make sure that we're adding value in those three buckets.
We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. Coming up, we'll be discussing working across generations, why that's important to Heather and GE. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series.
You're listening to the CEO Series with Carl Moore on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. We're sitting down today with Heather Chalmers, CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. So what is the GE culture? Tell me about the GE culture. It's world famous. What is it?
Let me just reflect. I've been with the company, I'm coming up to 25 years. I've had the privilege of working for, this is my fourth CEO. So starting with Jack Welch, Jeff Immelt, John Flannery, and now Larry Culp, each one of those CEOs had a different style and had different leadership imperatives, which ultimately influenced the culture at the time, both with their own positives and perhaps drawbacks. In terms of where we are today, I think Larry is trying to build a culture that is humble. It's a culture of transparency. It's also a culture that is rooted in the fundamentals of just doing good business, operational excellence. And that focus, I think, has done us a lot of good in terms of dealing with some of the circumstances that we had in some of our businesses, and has set the ship sort of on the right course versus, you know, kind of 24 months ago when we had a few things that we needed to take care of.
What is different about being CEO as opposed to being someone who reports to the CEO? Is there anything that surprised you went, gee, I spent a lot of time doing this, I hadn't expected that?
It's very humbling, just for me, in terms of having to learn all of our businesses. You know, it's definitely been a journey, a terrific one, but a journey. First of all, I've said this before, that I very much separate the title of the role from the person in the role. So, and what I mean by that is, being the CEO of GE Canada, you get tremendous access to people, just access. But it's up to me, Heather Chalmers, to earn that second visit. Okay. And I have to be constantly delivering value that otherwise wouldn't be there if I wasn't in the role. And I take that very seriously. So, you know, and coming back to your earlier comment, in everything I do and where we focus our time and resources as a national executive team, it's on where are we providing value. And I circle back to that. Are we creating an environment for our businesses to grow that they otherwise might not be able to? And are we good stewards of the company in Canada? And are we making sure that we are compliant in terms of everything we do? And there's a lot to that. And when you're doing it well, the stewardship and the compliance piece, nobody knows that you're actually doing it well. But there's a lot going on in the background. The growth side always sort of speaks for itself.
We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. What is your True North group?
I've always been very concerned about echo chamber and making sure that I don't make decisions in a vacuum, and that I'm also in touch with all parts of the organization. And I think I use the term scuttlebutt, or the water cooler talk. Because employees are our most valuable resource. And to be successful, you need an engaged workforce where you're getting that discretionary effort, and they just want to be part of the change. And so, in order to kind of ensure that I just wasn't getting the view from my senior team all the time, we created this True North team, and the people on the team change, but it's we sort of handpicked 10 people across the organization from different geographies, different roles or functional expertise, and different levels of tenure and experience. And I use them as a sounding board. So if we're going to roll something out, I talk to them about the initiative, I talk to them about how we're going to do it, the communication styles, and get their feedback. And they are also responsible for giving me feedback on what are people talking about, what are they concerned about, what do they feel is working well or not working well. And we meet on a monthly basis. And I tell you, I cherish those meetings, I cherish their feedback. And it's worked really well. And secondary to that, coming back to my earlier comment about the digital champions, it gives them a crucible experience that they may not otherwise have to interact with leadership, to be part of the change agenda and leading it. And they also are developing their own network amongst that group themselves, which always is extremely helpful.
So this is part of your being reverse mentored. You mentor people, but yeah. I mean, do you have 25-year-olds, 30-year-old young people that mentor you, that you sit down with from time to time?
Absolutely. And I don't know if we formally call it a mentor program, but I have to tell you, I have learned so much about, I call them the young professionals. They, you know, examples that I think about is, number one, their communication style. Where we've, you know, I come from, you know, I don't want to use the word old, but you write four paragraphs to describe something, and they can capture the very essence of what you're trying to communicate in 11 words. Yeah. There's something to be learned there. They've grown up in Google Docs, and they build on one another's work. They don't hoard information as power, which is very different from our, you know, humble beginnings working in a large corporation where you held on to that card until you could play it at the most opportune time. They don't think like that. And they're constantly just wanting to work as a team and get better and better. And there's a lot that senior leaders can learn from that work environment, because ultimately that's what you want.
Yeah.
And they bring just a different level of energy to the business and how they view things. So I tell you, I love working with them. I learn from them every single day. And I would encourage anybody else to, if they don't have a regular mechanism to connect, that perhaps something to think about.
We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO series. Is it different to manage millennials or Generation Z? Like, are you changing because of those generations, or is it they're human beings and it's not all that different from the Xers or whatever?
No, I think we're changing it, but I think we're changing in a positive way. I talked earlier about how they work together, how they team, how they communicate. Those are all things that even the most tenured people in our organization could learn from. But the tenured people in the organization have history. They have experience. They have incredible domain expertise that the young professionals can learn from. So I think, you know, and we continue to create an environment where you're almost cross-fertilizing those two cultures. And when it works, it's pretty special.
You have different divisions. In theory, why we have a conglomerate is because there's synergies. So show me the synergies.
One of the sort of the foundational areas that we've always protected is around our research and development. And, you know, whether it's material science, whether it's the work that we're doing in additive as an example, or now a lot of work in digital, where can that be applied more broadly across the different businesses and the different technologies that we're in? I would say another one is just sort of a little bit of the philosophy of how we go to market. We sell incredible technology, and then there's the follow-on with a long-term service agreement, and what does that look like? And then the other piece is the focus on talent and, you know, how do we develop that talent? How do we get that talent experience, whether it's through, sort of a typical leadership path or cross-business, cross-functional areas? So those are, it's almost, where we get the synergies are almost the building blocks of businesses that would need to happen regardless of what industry or market that you sell into, if that makes sense.
We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. Up next, we'll be hearing about GE's response to the pandemic. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO series.
This is the CEO Series with Carl Moore on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. We're sitting down today with Heather Chalmers, CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. Heather, how has the pandemic affected GE Canada? Are there parts of the business that have been particularly hard hit?
As you know, GE is in a number of different markets, renewables, power, healthcare, and aviation, and each of them has been affected differently. In our healthcare business, there's no question we are extremely busy. We make ventilators, as an example, which has been a medical device that's been discussed quite prominently. So we're actively supporting the pandemic via healthcare channel. In terms of renewables and power, it's more that projects have been delayed, and that makes sense as people have taken their teams and gone down to a skeleton crew. The market that's been particularly hit is aviation, and we are wrapping our head around a minimum of a 2-year recovery in that particular business.
When you think of it from an airline viewpoint, are there things that you need to do to create demand for those products from customers?
The airline industry is obviously looking at all of that. I'm not really close to those discussions, but things, I think the most important piece is how do you make passengers feel safe using airline as a transportation of choice? And so whether it's looking at ventilation, different cleaning protocols to ensure people are healthy when they get on the planes, all of that is being looked at. The other dynamic is businesses themselves and how much we're going to rely on or go back to those face-to-face meetings with the same level that we had before. One thing COVID has done is it's shown that we can connect, we can be productive, we can be innovative using virtual means. And so I think that's going to obviously put some pressure on airline traffic for the foreseeable future.
Have you had to lay off people from GE Canada or furlough them?
Unfortunately, yes. And it's been a combination of a number of different things. Some reduced work weeks, furloughs, temporary layoffs, and in some cases, we've had to restructure our workforce for the foreseeable future. However, let me add, I will say that we are leveraging all government subsidy programs to ensure that we are keeping as many GE employees working in Canada as possible.
We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. Does GE Canada have a war room or some kind of emergency response set up?
Great question, and yes, we do. So when COVID started, we convened a cross-functional group that was inclusive of our medical team, HR, environmental health and safety, legal, finance, operations, government affairs, and we met daily to understand what was happening, not just within our global businesses, but what was happening within our own federal, you know, our government federally, provincially, and more importantly, what was best for Canada, for GE in Canada. And so it was a very fluid environment that relied on the information and the advice from that cross-sectional team in order to navigate our path literally on a day-by-day basis for GE employees and our customers in Canada.
How is GE Canada through yourself connected to the global network? Are you learning and talking to other subsidiaries and COOs as well? How are you taking advantage of the global GE network during the pandemic?
As part of our daily war room calls, each of those, the individuals that sit on that, are also connected with their functional groups globally. So as an example, environmental health and safety, they would be connecting on a regular basis with the EHS leaders across the world. Similarly, the medical directors, HR, government affairs. So we're getting lessons learned, the pulse, best practices from across the globe via different functions. So that has been really helpful for us, especially as you've watched the pandemic go from east to west. So what did they learn from it, and what can we apply in Canada as we, you know, we got hit with it at a much later time than, say, China as an example?
GE is one of the great global firms and has benefited and contributed to how globalization has evolved over the past 20 to 30 years. Do you sense that globalization is going to take a new turn as a result of the pandemic?
Globalization is going to look different. That's my personal hypothesis. I believe countries, governments, companies are going to be very thoughtful about their supply chain, as an example.
We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. What did you learn about leadership from the crisis, Heather? Are you going to be a different leader in the future?
What I've learned and what I continue to learn, and perhaps not surprised by, is just the importance of communication. Communication that is transparent to employees, to customers, to government, that is transparent but balanced. People want to know, they want to know the situation, but they really want to know that you have a plan to navigate it as optimally as possible, and that you're working with them, right? and you're working all avenues in order to ensure the best possible outcome. And so we, you know, at first, as a perfect example, I started these weekly blogs, and I was hesitant to do it. But the response from employees across Canada in terms of getting that regular update on what was happening, what we were working on, was very, very important to them. And the other piece, coming back to that transparency and that authenticity, was I also shared a little bit on what was happening with me personally and with my family. Funny stories, but some of them not so funny, in terms of our struggles and, you know, living under one roof and whatnot. And I think that it resonated well. And so I continue to do it. And coming back to that earlier point, that the power of communication is absolutely critical in these times of crisis.
Heather, we've talked about globalization. Let's look at the value chain part. Has that affected GE's Canada business at all?
It has. And I'll give you an example. I'll use the ventilators as one example that we make, and it's been that medical device that everybody is talking about. Our ventilator has 1,500 components produced in over 70 countries, and I think it's 3 or 5 continents. Whether it's 3 or 5, it doesn't matter. You get my point. And you're only as good as the weakest link in that supply chain. And I think what we've seen, like many other producers of critical medical equipment, is that supply chain has been challenged. So it's not just that it's hit GE Canada or Canada in particular. I think it's hit globally. It's exposed a weakness in there, not just in terms of political relationships or export relationships, but just in terms of redundancy in supply chain. So I know one of the strategic priorities that I'm thinking about is, where is there an opportunity? So rather than look at this as a challenge, but where is there an opportunity for GE in Canada to play a more substantial role in supply chain in Canada for Canada? So that's some of the analysis that we're going through right now. And we'll be having follow-on discussions with government.
I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. We're speaking with Heather Chalmers, President and CEO of GE Canada. When we come back, we'll be discussing how she maintains a work-life balance while working from home, something I think we're all struggling with. I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series.
You're listening to the CEO Series with Carl Moore on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Hello again, I'm Carl Moore from McGill University, and you're listening to the CEO Series. We're sitting down today with Heather Chalmers, CEO of GE Canada and country leader for GE Healthcare Canada. Walk us through the average day in confinement as a CEO.
That's changed. I think in the beginning, we were all a little bit overwhelmed. There was a frenetic pace to everything that was happening, and the news was just changing so quickly, almost by the minute.
What about now? What does your day look like now that we're out of the emergency phase?
It mirrors a lot of how my day would have looked like prior to COVID. I get up early, I try and get a workout in, and then I start my day with a series of meetings and calls and interactions with a number of different stakeholders. It happens to be sitting at my dining room table or in my office downstairs. We toggle back and forth versus taking a plane somewhere or going into an office or going into a customer's office. So I think a lot of the activities are very similar, just perhaps the medium is different. So I've tried to have as much normalcy as possible, despite the new location.
Heather, do you miss getting on a plane? Because you were traveling almost every week.
I was, and I do. I am an extrovert, and I like, not only am I an extrovert, I like the different experiences. I like the different locations. I get an energy out of that, and I miss it. I miss it. Certainly, there were days when you were doing it a couple of times a week that it was exhausting, but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoy spending time with people in front of them face to face. And, I look forward to the day that we can get back to some new level of normal where there is face to face human interaction. There's no question.
How old is your kids?
My son is 16 and my daughter is 13.
Your husband is working at home as well, presumably.
He is.
How nuts is it?
I'll be very honest. I'm very thankful that we have the privilege of a cottage. So my husband and I toggle a little bit back and forth because we're both on calls 10, 12 hours a day each. And to have that separation where you've got your own space has been very helpful. In terms of the children, they've settled into a new normal themselves. To be honest, I'm really proud of them. My son just recently, a few weeks ago, got a job at the local nursery. So he's now working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day at Sheridan Nurseries. And it's been terrific, absolutely terrific. And my daughter has assumed his lawn service now that he's working full time. And I'm very, very thankful that they have this. There isn't enough activity with the online schooling and other things that they're doing to really keep them busy and engaged. So I am so thankful that they are now working.
So they're not underfoot in a way that they might have been when they were smaller.
No, and that's another thing. I try to be very understanding of the number of employees that we have that do have small children. It's a very different environment if you are trying to work, trying to run your household and manage two small children at home and their schooling on top of that.
So do you think this is going to change how we work, that we're going to go much more to Zoom meetings, video meetings, and less commuting, or is that overstating the case?
I think there's going to be a balance. In the short term, we've shown that we can use virtual connection almost just as effectively. So I think over, in the short term, we're going to lean more towards that. However, human nature is that we crave connection. We crave personal contact. So I think, over time, we'll probably get back to the way we did business before, but it may not look identical. I think it's going to be perhaps a more balanced approach.
Part of business strikes me at your level is that you need to have relationships and you need to spend time with people inside and outside the company. Is that going to change going forward?
I would answer that very similarly to how I answered the previous question. I think it's going to be a different balance. We can connect Zoom, like as a perfect example, you can see people now. So I don't think that the human connection element will ever go away. That networking element. I just think we're going to use different mediums in order to achieve that going forward.
Heather, do you have any wisdom on how effective Zoom and other video calls are? What's your 2 cents worth, given that you've now probably done hundreds of hours of it? What's your tips?
Oh, I don't know if it's a tip just for Zoom, but I made a challenge to myself, and this was prior to this situation, but for every hour call, could you do it in 45 minutes? And for every half an hour call, could you do it in 15 minutes? And really trying to myself and help others get to the salient points in conversations and meetings. I think we could free up a lot of time and capacity by just being more focused and prepared for meetings. So to me, that maybe transcends Zoom and Skype and all the other various tools that we're using today. I think it's just something that we should be thinking about all the time. I'm not even explaining it well, so hence why these meetings take 45 minutes instead of 30 minutes.
Do you sometimes have calls without a strict agenda or timeline?
Yes. Sometimes I pick up the phone and it's not just me, or others call me and they just want to vent, you know, kind of off the record. And all of that is just human nature with everything that's going on. And that comes back to my earlier point about being authentic, being real, appreciating people's personal context. If they're home with young children, or if they're home with aging parents, or if they're home by themselves in a condo downtown Toronto, think about that. So it's just trying to keep it real.
So are you an introvert or extrovert, Heather?
Extrovert with, I reserve 1 hour at the end of every night to be an introvert.
What are the strengths in your mind of introverts? What do they bring to the table that help you and I do a better job?
I count on them, and I don't want to generalize, so I've got to be really careful here, but I count on them sometimes to be much more thoughtful in their responses or their opinions, because they, again, being very careful about generalizing, but they'll take the time to really think things through before they speak, just generally. Yeah. And so when they do speak, it's in consideration of what a lot of people, like they've considered different points of view already. And so I always find when you get that opinion or comment, that I make a real point of listening to it, because it's been very, very well thought out.
In our better moments, what do extroverts bring to the table?
I would say energy. We get conversations going. If you're doing it right, you are trying to pull in the introverts as well. I just keep coming back to diversity. And I think it's important you have a really good balance of diverse talent. So whether it's men or women, whether it's roles, tenure, introverts, extroverts, is making sure that team is a truly representative of the market that you're serving or the clients that you're serving. And if you do that well, the outcome's always better.
This is the CEO Series. Heather, thank you for joining us today. This show was produced by Marie LeBrosse. We also like to thank our technical producer, Brian Kellisser. Thank you for tuning into the CEO Series. À la prochaine.
For more info and full interviews, go to cjad.com now.